Bob, having been in law enforcement for many, many years, you personally have been trained and you know what is required to protect an individual or even a group of people. And I'm wondering what you've done at the church you pastor right now to protect your people, to have a security team, and what must be done at all places of worship to keep what we witnessed on Sunday from occurring again, at least in a minimized way as possible. What could you share with our audience about that, sir?
Thank you. Again, the first thing that we need to be able to do, we always ask our church families to have the pastor's heart. We teach that. We evangelize that as well in our churches. And so we need to make sure our pastors have the right heart if we want our people to have their heart also. And with that, I want to say this, that we watch out for evil, and I'm a saved man, so the Holy Spirit of God indwells this tabernacle that you're hearing speak right now. And as the Holy Spirit of God indwells me, this man in Texas had an evil spirit that indwelled him. So what I'm saying is, whether the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit, either one comes embodied in the physical. We cannot ignore the physical if we expect to be successful spiritually. And when a threat comes upon our church family, it's going to come in the physical. When it endangers lives, it's going to come in the physical. We should not be remiss in understanding that. With that said, there are many things that our churches can do. I'm not comfortable by telling, you know, all of the things that I have done. I have a comprehensive training program for my security people that I have trained. I go to other churches upon their request and do that. The Lord has given me the skills, the ability, the experiences. He gave them to me. I give them back to him in as much that I offer this service to churches. And I don't charge them for this. This is God's family. This is God's work. But I want to say this, gentlemen. If we don't wake up, if we don't realize, as Brother Dave spoke so adequately, that staff that we carry has a hook on one end to pull in the wayward sheep, but it has a point on the other end to drive away the wolves. I ask the pastors, why do we have bylaws and constitutions to tell us how the people within the church family must conduct themselves if we're going to let the world come into the church exempt from those kind of rules? You see, the world got married to the church a long time ago, and too many pastors have fallen asleep at the preacher's desk, and they're looking for numbers. They think that this love that they're extending is beyond all cost, and I don't believe that's what the Lord intended us to do.
Bob, I think what you're saying there is just a really good, the whole idea of the staff with a hook on one end to bring in for security and the point on the other end to poke away. This whole combination of area where you have the spiritual that we deal with, that we teach what the Word of God's all about, and the interaction with the civil side, which is what you're talking about now, the gun, the rules, the laws that govern it and so forth, that is a balance that's very difficult for many people to connect with and to handle, including the pulpit. Bring some that's of that right. into balance, if you could, a little bit more clear.
Well, it's perhaps if they have no one in their church, the first thing the pastor has to do is resign himself that he has this obligation to protect God's people that he's overseeing. If he doesn't do that, all's lost. That's the very first thing that needs to happen. The next thing that needs to be happen is he needs to reach out for folks that are in the know, that are trained in this. And I don't mean trained necessarily just as police officers out on the street. We're looking at trying to conduct God's business here. You want Christian input, maybe Christian police officers. Again, I'm available. Get my name and contact number through you fellows. I'll talk to you on the phone. I'll come. We'll do whatever we can do for you. This is God's business. But whatever you do, purpose to do something.
Bob, let
purpose
me jump in. And
the church house, I'm sorry.
No,
purpose
go ahead and complete
the church
your
house
thought.
Does not have to be open to the world. That's the first thing they need to resign themselves to. The church house does not have to be open to the world. My Bible says, be not unequally yoked.